Welcome and welcome back, everybody, to the OK Grognard Show. Today is Monday, April 8th, 2024, just after 10 a.m. Central in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. I see Sarah in the chat. Welcome. Today we're going to talk a little bit about world building, the Gary Gygax way. Not so much the nuts and bolts of it, but just an overview of a project that is long overdue, honestly. And I'm not talking about the first edition D&D Advanced Dungeon Master's Guide, although that's where it all starts, in my opinion. If you have that book, you can run a game. You want to expand on that book? I'm a big fan of the Dungeoneers and the Wilderness guidebooks. I think you should never open them at the table. I do think you should read them cover to cover or piecemeal, learn what's in them, because in my opinion, after the DMG, let's get some of this shirt in here, huh? Right? What do we got? Oh yeah, 330 Center Street. After the DMG, those two guidebooks are excellent for directing a dungeon master and their way of thought. If you've read those and all the little subsystems that are in them and the minutia of how long it takes to drown on a handful of pebbles, I mean, everything is in there, right? For in dungeons and for in wilderness adventures, you could look through those. Hey, Vince, welcome to the chat. You could look through those two guidebooks, the Dungeoneers and the Wilderness guidebooks, and those two would supplement the DMG fantastically. If you have those three books in your brain from having read them or spent time with them, admittedly, opening books at the table is not really a big problem as long as you can vamp as you're doing it. Vamp. That is, as long as you can be engaging and not just ignoring the group and sticking your nose in a book. Talking about the process. Tell them what you're looking up. Tell them why you're using the book you're using. There's no shame in explaining it to them. In fact, you might be helping a future DM by giving them information that they can then use themselves. It's all good. But after that, after the guidebooks, a book you might get a lot of use out of is the infamous Gary Gygax's World Builder. Now, I'm going to tell you a little something. There are about 60 hours left in a Kickstarter. These books came out in the mid-late 2000s, went through a couple printings, and were vastly popular, and were probably going to be printed again and again for the rest of the existence. But Gary passed away in 2008, and sadly, that meant that the estate who owned the rights and was in charge of what Gary would have wanted said, no. Gary's not around. We're not allowing all this stuff to be printed. Well, a decade and a half has gone by. And with a lot of court action and whatnot, Troll Lord Games, who you might know as the Letterkenny of RPG publishing. And I mean that lovingly. I'm more of a Shoresy guy myself. Forecheck, backcheck, paycheck, buddy. But those guys were doing great work with Gary. And the fact that that got cut off when Gary passed away was a shame. Because I believe he would have wanted them to continue to publish these things. Well, they've got a Kickstarter right now where, because of a deal they made with the Gary Gygax estate, they have secured the rights to go back to print with all of these stuff. They've gerrymandered some of it, but as per their website, you will see The World Builder, first published in 2002, removed from circulation in 2008. It was the Gygax Fantasy Worlds Volume 2. It was the second. I think The Canting Crew came out first. And which is a good, interesting book and a lot of fun. I'm a fan of, in particular, Living Fantasy as another one of the options. But The World Builder was co-authored by Gary Gygax and Dan Cross, Todd Gray, and myself. I believe that Steve added some definitions to sections we felt needed fleshed out. It was originally little more than a book of lists. At first sight, it was easy to discard the book as just that. Only long lists of tables and more tables, listing everything from tree types to types of spoons. But it was, and is, so much more than that. Broken up into three parts, part one covers armor, weapons, measurements, the bazaar, tavern, and transport. Part two covers geography, including a mountain of flora and fauna. Part three covers dwellings. The lists are exhaustive. For instance, in dwellings, you'll find everything from a hogan to a yurt, an abattoir, that's a slaughterhouse, to a wheelwright. There are well over 100 of them, each defined and described. These are followed by lists of rooms, lists of what to put in rooms, types of treasures, and so on. The lists cover almost everything you could possibly need to populate a wilderness or dungeon adventure. They are, again, exhaustive. 100 pages of lists, then followed by a host of appendices that give you random generators from humans to structures, colors to crimes. The book changed the way I ran games, says Steve, in laying it out, and I've taken this from the Trollord website, in laying it out and reading it over several times. Steve says, my vocabulary changed, expanded, and my ability to describe what the players saw greatly improved. The World Builder enjoyed two printings and was headed to a third in 2009. For the Kickstarter, and this line is off the screen there, the title has been renamed Essential Facts and Things. So if you do get involved in the Kickstarter, you want at least Essential Facts and Things. If you get an old version of it, green's not good for green screen work, does it? If you get an old version of it, that's what it looks like the pictures we've been showing up there and on the previous screen. And all of that will do you proud. It is by far one of the best books that any DM of any edition of any tabletop fantasy game could read after the first edition Dungeons Master's Handbook and maybe after the two guidebooks. Throw them all in. Put them on the shelf. Make your knowledge at the game table encyclopedic. I'll have a Kickstarter in the show notes. A link to that. Remember, there's just 60 hours left. Just over a couple of days really now by the time you're probably seeing this. So do not wait. And on that, we'll close it down. Gary Gygax on world building for D&D and more. This has been the OK Grognard Show. We stream live on Twitch each Monday at 10 a.m. Central, and it's archived on YouTube. Like, subscribe, all the good stuff. We'd appreciate it. Thanks to our Patreon supporters, Tom Tullis of Fat Dragon Games, Carlos Lysing of Castle Entertainment, Heath Farndon of the Antipa D&D 20, Dave O'Brien of Four Quacks Games, and as always, Shane Bradley, DM extraordinaire. This has been the OK Grognard Show from beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Bye-bye.